Good evening. This evening's radio theater takes us to an office party in the outskirts of downtown Chicago, where a newly divorced CEO has just arrived with her 8-year-old son unexpectedly in tow.
Look, I'm sorry that you're going to have to come with me to this tonight, but there'll be really good snacks. And, you know, your dad had to change weekends, so this is what we've got. Let's make the most of it, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Happy holidays from Celia Siegel Management. This is Jessica. How may I direct your call? She is not in the office. Would you like her voicemail? Ho, ho, hold for just a moment. Headset on, time to party. Maya, hi, you... Hold on. She left. Happy holidays from Celia Siegel Management. How may I direct your call? She's in a meeting. May I transfer you to her voicemail? Absolutely. That food looks amazing. You know what? Thank you for calling Celia Siegel Management. We are currently closed for our annual...
Hi, Jessica.
Oh, Amelia. I'm so sorry. The phone has been ringing like crazy.
Jessica, you know you can just shut down the phones and enjoy the party.
No, I didn't know I could shut them down. I'll record the greeting right now.
Great. I'm going to take Elliot to go find some snacks. We'll catch up with you later on.
Yes.
Okay, buddy. We're going to find the best snacks. I just need to say hi to a couple of people. Stay away from the Christmas tree, okay? It's super unstable.
Unstable? Who are you calling unstable? What a dump. They dragged me out of storage for this? If I were a real tree, at least I could have a drink. Oh no, one of my lights is out. So much for being pre-lit. I should have stayed in the storage room with the broken copiers. If I were a real tree, I wouldn't take this crap. If I were a real tree, I would be draped with Swarovski crystals and on display at the White House, or Rockefeller Center, or IHOP. I'd drink champagne and eat pancakes. I would be someone. Okay, Noble, what have we learned about negative self-talk? Let's try to be positive. You are aging well. Well, you are. You still have most of your tinsel needles. And hey, you've been places. How many people here can say they've been to China?
Oh, hey, mister. Do you know where the snacks are?
Well, I don't know. The fact is, I run the operations of the building, the heat plant and the AC systems, and I look after the plumbing and electrical a little bit, but none of them know who I am. Most of the folks here think I'm a client, so they treat me real nice. I don't know what business they're in. They talk about things like SEO and siloed cloud storage, so I can only assume they're in some sort of farming. I usually have a couple triangle sandwiches and, well, wander around making note of light bulbs that need replacing. I always leave before the limbo dance. It's nice to see folks gather for the holidays, whoever the hell they are.
Okay, I'll just go ask somebody else.
Oh, hey, Elliot, sorry about that. It is so crazy here tonight. Let's go get some snacks. Hey, Kever, this is my son, Elliot. He's here crashing his first Christmas party. Did you bring anyone with you tonight, your family?
Oh, my family? Well, my parents and my eldest brother have passed away, so sometimes the holidays feel lonely. And in these unique times, many of us are feeling loss. But you know what? I'm thankful for friends like you guys, where we can share our fond memories and create new ones, laugh and joke and keep hope alive. I believe we all feel the excitement of sharing the holidays with family and friends. Thank you so much for including me. Now, let's pose for some of those fun pictures.
Yeah, let's do it. Elliot, you're on your own for a few more minutes. I guess we hired a Santa this year. I just saw him in the copy room. Go on and check him out.
Hey, Santa! Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho! It was a Merry Christmas until today.
Oh no, Santa, what's wrong?
Do you know how many letters I get from greedy people? People asking for weird things. Well, I had about enough, so I decided to sneak into this holiday office party to confront a few of those people. But I'm Santa, and I just can't be mean to anybody. So I chickened out, and now I have to figure out how to get out of here without anybody seeing me.
Oh, I can help you, Santa. I'm like a ninja. Come on, let's go.
Oh, there's one of them now. See that lady right there in the big hat? Look at this letter.
Hey, Santa, how you doing? I hope you've been enjoying your vacation, because guess what? I'm ready to give you back your red hat, your big beard, and your fat, too. Because since you've been gone, I've been substituting for you. And guess what? I'm tired. I'm hanging up my hat, putting down my coat, and I'm giving up the reins to my reindeer. Because my kids keep on coming to me, asking me for more and more stuff. I don't know how you do it, but I am telling you this, I's tired. So, Santa, I'm giving you a present this year. And that's your red hat, your reins, and your cookies. See you soon, Santa.
Well, how about a few lumps of coal this year? Wouldn't be the first time. Now, I wonder if there's a back door. Oh, there's another one right now. His name is Winston.
Dear Santa, last year you brought me shoes. I like shoes. I enjoy shoes. I wear shoes every day. But they're just shoes, and, well, you see everything. You know when I'm sleeping. You know when I'm awake. And you know that there's only one thing in this world that I truly want for Christmas. Lobster. Oh, yes. Piles, piles of lobsters, piled high, preferably fresh, because they're not pleasant if they're old and dead and stinky. No, I want dozens of them. More tail than a 50-cent video. Lobsters as far as the eye can see. Big ones, little ones, red ones, blue ones. This is what I want, Santa, please. I've been a good boy all year. I deserve it. And some drawn butter as well, just don't put it in the stocking. Thank you. God bless. And may God bless the United States of America.
Really? Like I'm going to bring drawn butter down a chimney? I don't think so.
Butter. Let's go get some snacks, Santa.
The love of all that's good and glorious. Are you looking at your one, Bridget? Oh, yeah. Ms. Gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free. I never touch any of that because my body reacts so badly. Up on the piano, pickled. One glass of champagne was all it took, and she was off to the races. Before you know it, she's up there blasting out her karaoke with a pint of full gluten Guinness in one hand and a chunk of Dairy Deluxe chocolate cake in the other, singing Wonderwall, no less. Not 2 hours ago, this place was pristine. Seasonal music and decorations. There was no booze in the copying machine or cake frosting on the windows then. I'm telling you now for nothing. Me food organizing days for the office party are over.
Phew! I don't think she saw us, Cooper. Okay, oh my gosh, these look so good. Can you imagine? These are going to last us all week. Oh man, I got the chocolate chip cookies. Oh my gosh. Cooper, grab the ones with the cherries. No, no, not the cake. We can't take the cake. The icing will get everywhere. Oh my gosh, I'm just going to eat these right now. Okay, I got 12. How many do you have? Oh yeah, that's a good bunch. All right, are you sure you can carry them? Okay, wait. All right, let's go. Oh no, oh no. Okay, Cooper, hurry up. Go to the car. She saw us. Oh man, I am so toast.
Gonna be fine. Yeah, no, you're fine. You're totally fine. Everything's good. I mean, yeah, you only just spilt an entire glass of red wine on who I'm pretty sure was the CEO of this company we're catering, but it's fine. And honestly, I doubt anyone is even gonna notice that you dropped all of the festive sugar cookies on the ground before serving them. Yeah, it's fine. Oh God, I'm gonna get fired. No, they can't fire me. They can't fire you on your first day, right? Oh my God. Okay, no, it's fine. I'll just grab a couple more drinks and try again. Or I could take a bottle of wine, some of those cookies, and sneak out the back. Oh my God, are we doing this?
There you go, Santa. Follow her. That must be the way out. Hey, Santa, don't forget I helped you on Christmas. Now for some snacks.
Thank you for calling Donner and Blitzen Towing. Our offices will be closed December 24th through 26th while we work with one of our largest clients. We're contractually prohibited from mentioning his name, but it rhymes with Pris Pringle.
Hey,
if this is an emergency, please hang up and dial ho, ho, ho. If you know your party's 8-note extension, you may sing it at any time. Otherwise, please stay on the line and an elf representative will be with you shortly.
Back inside the party, it's almost time for the infamous Secret Santa gift exchange.
Oh, all right. It's time for the anonymous giver of gifts exchange. Awesome. Looks like Ned is going first. Okay, that's good. It'll be great to get it over with. Then I can just relax. I hope he likes the cufflinks that I got him. I had no clue what to get. I haven't been here very long, and I only report to him once a week. Okay. Oh no, wait. He has the snowman wrapping paper. Oh no. Oh, this is bad. No, 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 no. This is not happening. Shoot! Well, let me get another drink and then go work on my resume.
Here you go. Happy holidays.
Gotta love the holidays. Another one of my wife's Christmas parties? Ugh, rather be watching the Hallmark Channel. So glad we took an Uber. No way I'm making it through this night sober.
Bonjour, I'm René from the Paris office.
Yeah, cool. I'll be right back with your drink.
Thank you. Oh, lovely to be here. Oh, lovely to be here. Mm. If someone asks me, how are you doing, René? I'm going to punch him in the face, huh? What a way to spend the holidays, spying on a bunch of boozy Americans I've never met. Cannot wait to report back to Jean-Paul that, yes, indeed, they spent way too much money on the holiday party. That'll be a fun conversation. I cannot believe what I'm seeing here. Mais qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Is that Jim Beam? Jack Daniels? Oh, Pierre Sig. Americans have terrible taste in liquor. Oh.
How about this, man?
Ah, Ricard. Huh. Now we're talking. Who cares how much they spent? Oh, Mike! How are you doing?
Sorry, can you excuse me just a second? I've got a little emergency. My nephew's on the phone here. He thinks there's a couple of prowlers trying to break into his house. Hang on. Okay, slow down. When are your parents coming home? Well, have you called 911? Okay, good. Okay, here's what to do. First, go turn on all your Christmas lights. Every one, okay? Okay, get your phone and your BB gun. No, it's okay, trust me, this'll work. Get your BB gun, get some ornaments off your tree, get a VCR, a strip of firecrackers, a rope, some paint cans, a bucket of tar, an O-scale train, a life-size cutout of Larry Bird. No, wait, make that Michael Jordan. An iron, a Victrola, a blowtorch, a tarantula.
Well, folks, that's last call. Finish up your drinks, and don't forget to tip your bartender. Thanks for joining us for the Celia Siegel Management festivities. Happy holidays.